The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our Path to Success transmission. And today, beautiful topic is about the status of the blessed companion Alim Ridwan. The status and the dignity of the companion Alim Ridwan, mere aqa ke jo sahabi hain, sahaba karam Alim Ridwan, unki honor, unki dignity, unki status ko aaj baat karenge inshallah azza wa jal. So in the end inshallah we will give you and tell you, and also on the screen our beautiful Waziva, within 1 year, inshallah, how to become wealthy. Also, our sunnah of the day today, in the end, inshallah, it will be the using miswak, how many blessings, how much blessing you will gain when you use miswak, inshallah. So stay with us, inshallah, till end. Amirul Mumineen Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that undoubtedly, dua remains suspended between the earth and the sky, and nothing ascends from it unless you recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll start with a beautiful kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya حبيب اللہ. اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپا ہے رکھنا, اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپائے رکھنا. میرے سرکار میری بات بنا ہے رکھنا, میرے سرکار میری بات بنا ہے رکھنا. اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپائے رکھنا, اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپائے رکھنا. میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا, میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا. ان کے گو جا چیز انہی سے مانگو, ان کے ہو جاؤ تو ہر چیز انہی سے مانگو. اپنے دامن پہ نہ احسان پرائے رکھنا, اپنے دامن پہ نہ احسان پرائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا ذرائے خاک کو خورشید بنانے والے والے خاک ہوں میں مجھے قدموں سے لگائے رکھنا خاک ہوں میں مجھے قدموں سے لگائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا آپ یاد آئے تو پھر یاد نہ آئے کوئی آپ یاد غیر کی یاد میرے دل سے بھلائے رکھنا غیر کی یاد میرے دل سے بھلائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا میں نے مانا کہ نکما ہوں مگر آپ کہوں میں نے مانا اس نکمے کو بھی سرکار نبھائے رکھنا مجھ نکمے کو بھی سرکار نبھائے رکھنا شاید اس خالد میرے آقا گزرے شاید اس راہ سے خالد میرے آقا گزرے اپنی پلکوں کو سرے راہ بچھائے رکھنا اپنی پلکوں کو سرے راہ بچھائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات बनाए रखना।
सुभानअल्लाह सुभानअल्लाह। सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। इंशाअल्लाह वी स्टार्ट विद बिलाल मदनी अबाउट द ब्लेस companion Alim Ridwan, and no doubt every companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is qatai jannati, har sahabi e nabi jannati jannati. Every individual, if you look in the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every individual have a uniqueness, his own uniqueness. Har koi yani ki agar aap us pe gaur kar rahe honge, Allah azza wa jalla has given many excellences to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessed companion. Jaise har phool ki apni khushbu hoti hai na, har sahabi rasool ki apni ek uniqueness aur khushbu nazar aati hai. Agar unki biography padhe, unki life padhe, inshaallah you look at their halaat, their kamalat, aur yani ki bahut sari cheeze inshaallah aaj baat karenge taaki hamari aur pyar jo hai mohabbat inke liye badhe inshaallah. Ji Bilal bhai,
bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sayyid sahab, it is a great honor for us being a part of the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to even have this opportunity where we can express our sentiments and our belief as Muslims about these special personalities, because these personalities are the selected ones whom Allah Almighty chose for the companionship of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we look in the Holy Quran, the Sahaba, the blessed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have been praised in various verses and ayat of the Holy Quran. If we begin, we all have famously heard from speeches, alhamdulillah, the verses which contain, may Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And this is in reference to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it came to the bay'ah, the pledge of allegiance on the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this particular case in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty also praises the companions who were there in that time and who pledged the allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when you look at the life of the companions of the Prophet, you will realize that these personalities gave everything for Islam. They gave everything on the name of Islam and for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And the very famous verse which answers the objection to anyone about how can you say every Sahabi, every companion of the Prophet is destined for paradise. How can you say this? Because the verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 10, Allah Almighty says, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. The translation from the beautiful Kanzul Iman, those, meaning the companions of the Prophet, amongst you who spent and fought before the conquest of Makkah, قَبْلَ الْفَتْحِ, before the conquest of Makkah, are not equal to others. They are greater in rank than those who spent and fought after the conquest of Makkah. And Allah Almighty has promised paradise to all of them.
SubhanAllah.
And Allah Almighty is aware of their deeds. So in this verse, the ulama have mentioned great detail. Firstly, we also know that they are actually, there are ranks between the Sahaba-i-Kiram as well, in their darajat, in their ranks. So primarily, Sayyid Sahib, in Tafsir Sawi, it mentions that there are two categories of the Sahaba which have been mentioned here. Two types of Sahaba, before the conquest of Makkah and after. They both categories, meaning all of the Sahaba, have been promised Al-Husna.
SubhanAllah.
And the commentary that the ulama mentioned, Al-Husna, refers to paradise here. That paradise is become incumbent upon them, the promise of paradise is to all of them. And Imam Ahmad Sawi Al-Maliki, rahimahullah, mentions that this means that all of the Sahaba who brought faith, brought Iman before the conquest of Makkah, and those who spent in the way of Allah before the conquest of Makkah, those who bought faith and spent after the conquest of Makkah, all of them Allah has made the promise of paradise with. And this is why we proclaim, Har Sahabi e Nabi Jannati Jannati.
SubhanAllah.
Every companion of the Prophet ﷺ is destined for paradise. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is important to know what is the definition of a Sahabi, because many people unfortunately don't know the definition of a Sahabi, so then they go and label other people, or sometimes they wrongfully speak about certain personalities, whereas they come under the Sahaba Kiram. So what is the definition? The great Allama Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani alayhi rahma, a great muhaddith, a commentator of hadith, the prophetic narrations and traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he defines the Sahaba, a Sahabi, as a Sahabi man laqiya an-nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam mu'minan bihi thumma mata 'ala al-islam. A Sahabi is that fortunate individual who met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of iman and passed away upon iman too.
Subhanallah.
Once we get the definition set in our mind, then inshallah we can easily recognize who we are talking about when you talk about the Sahaba.
Allah.
So they must have met the Prophet in his physical apparent life in the state of iman and then passed away upon iman as well. What about the number of the Sahaba kiram? According to the muhaddithin, the scholars of hadith, they have mentioned that the number varies. Some say it is 100,000, some say 115,000, some even mention 124,000 approximately as well. The great Imam Ahl Sunnah, the Muhaddith of Bareilly, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, mentions all of the names of the Sahaba are not actually known. But there are 7,000 approximately whose names are mentioned. So there are even those great personalities whose names they are hidden from us as well. Then Sayyid Sahab, if I'd just like to mention now, another verse of the Holy Quran extolling their greatness. Allah Almighty says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. The beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are stern with the disbelievers and tender-hearted amongst themselves. You will see them bowing and falling into prostration, seeking Allah's benevolence and his contentment. Their signs are on their faces by the marks of prostration. And when we open up this verse, when we go into the details, when we highlight the main points, we see that the companions of the Prophet have been described in this verse as being tender-hearted amongst themselves. And you see this in their life when we go over the biography, when we study the seerah, the blessed biography of the companions, you see that amongst themselves, they were very tender-hearted. But when it came to those who opposed the religion, who were a means of causing harm to the religion unjustly, then these people, they have been described, the Sahaba Ikram have been described as being stern with them. And this is a very important quality that the Muslims must also have within them. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, just ending this particular discussion on the point of Aqeedah that we must know, mentioning in Bahari Shariat regarding the Sahaba Ikram. So the most superior out of all the Sahaba, after the prophets and the messengers, is Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is the greatest companion after the prophets and the messengers, meaning the greatest of humankind. Now, we look at the point mentioned, it's talking about even amongst the entire creation of Allah, he is the greatest. We talk about humans, jinns, and angels. And when we refer to angels here, we refer to the common angels, because there are even categories amongst the angels. For example, the Malaika Muqarrabin, the specially and highly distinguishedly ranked angels, the angels which are known as messenger angels, Rusule Malaika, like Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salam, they have a different rank. And then we also have the other Sahaba Ikram. So after the Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar, we have Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the second leader of the believers.
Subhanallah.
Then we have the third leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu. And then we have Sayyiduna Mawla Ali, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, the Lion of Allah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then like this, the distribution amongst the Sahaba Ikram continue. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what we learned just from this introduction is how important it is for a Muslim to have love for these special personalities. We must respect them. Whenever we speak about them, it is fard to speak about them with the utmost level of respect and dignity and honor. We must never ever bring any negative or insulting word on our tongue when we speak about these great personalities. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us upon this great iman, and may Allah shower His infinite mercy upon all of the Sahaba.
Subhanallah, ikram. Subhanallah. Beautiful explanation by Bilal bhai, mashallah. Many things he has covered. Quran Pak, ayat plus ahadith and many attributes and excellences of Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan. Mashallah, Shahid bhai with us as well.
Mashallah, Shahzad, beautiful topic about the virtues of the blessed companions of the Prophet. As Bilal has mentioned, an overview of the beautifully it's mentioned about the qualities and the virtues of the Sahaba Ikram. Each Sahaba has a particular quality in different aspects. They all have qualities in different aspects. There are some who are distinguished Sahaba Ikram whose blessed names were specified in their unique qualities by the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. He said, the most merciful and the kindest person of my ummah is Abu Bakr. The best judge of my ummah is Umar bin Khattab. The most honorable and the most modest person of my ummah is Usman bin Affan. The wisest and the bravest person of my ummah is Ali ibn Talib. The most virtuous and the most trustworthy person of my ummah is Abdullah bin Masood. The most pious and the most truthful person of my ummah is Abu Zar. The most worshipping, the most abstinent person of my ummah is Abu Darda. The most tolerant and the most generous person of my ummah is Muawiyah bin Sufyan. Further, the Prophet stated, Salman is the first person to enter Jannah amongst the people of Faraz. Shuaib is the first person to enter Jannah amongst the Rumis. And Bilal is the first person to enter Jannah amongst the people of Habsh. All of my blessed Sahaba are beloved and noble in my sight, even if he is Habshi slave. Look at the qualities the Prophet ﷺ mentions about all these Sahabas. Shahzab, if we look at these qualities of Sahabas and we read about the biography of each Sahaba, there's so much knowledge that we can gain. It take, no matter how much we read, you know, how much praise we give, it's never going to be enough. Because the qualities of these Sahabas, the words and their virtues, as much as we praise, is never going to be enough. Yet, when we look at in society nowadays, for example, Shahzab, we see somebody doing a particular thing, and we start praising them. Oh, this person done so much. This person is, you know, well known in community. He's well known in society, and he's done so much work. But yet, we forget these personalities who have sacrificed their lives, who have sacrificed everything for the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the love of Allah Almighty, for the propagation of Islam. And this is the reality, Shahzab. When we want to learn about deen, we need to consider the personalities of such sahabas. We need to read about what their lives, how they actually lived their lives and propagated Islam, how they passed the message of Islam from Mecca to Medina and across the globe.
SubhanAllah.
How it's gone through. When the companions migrated from Medina Sharif, and these were those companions who left their households, they left their families, they left everything. Why? To propagate, preach the message of Islam. That's the reason they left. We cannot even leave our home to travel on a 3-day Madani Kafla. When brothers tell us travel on Madani Kafla to seek knowledge, learn deen, we come with 101 excuses. But look at these noble companions of the Prophet. They didn't care about him. All they were interested about is that passing the message of deen, what the Prophet ﷺ had told them. And they didn't, you know, think twice about it. They just went. Went, faced difficulties, faced issues, problems, whatever. But yet, they never gave up. They went forward. They went forward in every step. And alhamdulillah, we are here today with this beautiful deen because of the sacrifice of these sahabas have made from one place across the globe.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Koi bhi jo ummati hai na, never ever be compared to the Sahaba Ikram alaihim ridwan. Ye yaad rakhi gaya. Koi unka comparison nahi hai, koi unke jaisa dusra nahi hai. They have their own uniqueness, and because they are the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aur har sahabi ki jo definition bayan ki hai na, ان کا مقام ہی اسی لیے بڑھ گیا کہ انہوں نے آقا کی صحبت پائی تھی. ایمان کی حالت میں دنیا سے گئے تھے, ایمان کی حالت میں جب میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ساتھ وقت گزارا, ایمان قبول کیا اور ایمان کے ساتھ دنیا میں چلے گئے. اب یہ ڈیفینیشن دیکھیں, اور پھر جس طرح بیان کیا شاہد بھائی نے, انہوں نے ایوری ون ہیز دیئر اون یونیکنیس. وی نیڈ اے ایپیسوڈ فار ایچ صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان کی لائف کے بارے میں اگر بات کریں, سو وی نیڈ اے مینی مینی ایپیسوڈ ایون جسٹ فار حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. فیو صحابہ کرام یہ مینشن, لک ایٹ حضرت سلمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, 250 years اپروکسیمیٹلی 250 years اور اسلام کی تلاش میں کتنا کہاں کہاں گئے, کہاں کہاں غلام بنائے گئے, کہاں کہاں جو ہے وہ کس طرح انہوں نے سیکریفائز کیا کہ کسی طرح آقا کے قدموں میں پہنچ جائے. پھر ایک صحابی رسول ہے, دیر از دا اونلی ون صحابی, حضرت زید بن حارثہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, ہز نیم از مینشن ان ہولی قرآن, از اونلی ون صحابہ. لک ایٹ دا اسٹیٹس, ہر صحابی کا اپنا اسٹیٹس ہے لیکن مقام ہر ایک کی خوشبو ہوتی ہے نا. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق نو کمپیریزن, بعد از انبیاء افضل البشر, پھر حضرت عمر فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, یہ سلسلہ چل رہا ہے لیکن ہر ایک کی الگ ایک خوشبو ہے. حضرت سعد بن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے بارے میں جب وہ تیر چلا رہے تھے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی کو جو ہے سیف کرتے ہوئے, تو میرے آقا فرماتے ہیں سعد تیر چلا میرے ماں باپ تجھ پہ قربان. سو نو ادر ول گیٹ دیس کائنڈ آف تھنگ, یعنی میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے ہر ایک کو اس طرح بنا دیا. اور کیا کمال ہے میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کا, کہ اسی طرح عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ میں 18 ایسی خوبیاں ہیں کہ ان میں صرف ایک بھی ان کی آخرت سنوارنے کے لیے کافی تھی اگر ایک ہوتی, لیکن 18 ہے اور 13 ایسی ہے کہ نو ادر کمپینین ہیو دیس, پوری دنیا میں کسی اور کو وہ 13 نہیں ملے گی جو حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو ملی ہے. اینڈ ایکسیلنسز آف حضرت عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو ایسی ہیں کہ 12 ایسی ہیں جو کسی اور کو نہیں مل سکتی. اور جب حضرت عمر کے بارے میں آیا تو ان کو تقریباً جو ہے کموبے 40 ایسی شانیں حاصل ہے جو کسی اور کے پاس امتی کے پاس نہیں, یعنی کہ باقی الگ ہیں کوالٹیز اینڈ ایکسیلنس لیکن یونیکنیس ایسی ہے, یعنی ایک کو 40 ہے, ایک کو 12 ملی ہیں, ایک کو 18 ملی ہیں. اور جب بات ہوتی ہے حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی, اور میچ لیس ہے, یعنی کہ کوئی میچ نہیں ہے, بالکل نہیں. لکھا ہے کہ 480 سے زیادہ ایسے خصائص ہیں کہ جو صرف حضرت ابوبکر صدیق کو پوری امت میں حاصل ہیں. نو ادر کمپینین علیہم رضوان ایون گیٹ دیز کوالٹی جو حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو حاصل ہے. اور کچھ صحابہ تو ایسے ہیں جن کے بارے میں کہ جنت ڈیزائر کرتی ہے جن کی, ان کے بھی نام میرے آقا نے مینشن کیے کہ یہ وہ چار صحابی ہیں جن کی جنت خواہش کرتی ہے. اب آپ غور کریں, ہر صحابی رسول کی اپنا مقام, پھر ان کی سیکریفائسز, اللہ اکبر, اللہ میں ان کی محبت عطا فرمائے.
صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی, ہر صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی, ہر صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی, ہر صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی, ابو بکر عمر جنتی جنتی, اس عثمان و علی جنتی جنتی, ابو بکر عمر جنتی جنتی, عثمان و علی جنتی جنتی, علی و معاویہ جنتی جنتی, ہر صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی, ہر صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی جنتی, ہر صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی,
اے حسن حسین بھی جنتی جنتی, اے حسن حسین بھی جنتی جنتی, والدین مصطفیٰ جنتی جنتی, والدین مصطفیٰ جنتی جنتی. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. چلے ان کے مطلب آپ کے ایمان کا لیول پتہ چلتا ہے جب صحابہ کا نام سن کر آپ کے دل میں خوشی ہو, چہرے پہ مسکراہٹ آئے. اللہ اکبر. حضرت فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, صحابیات کی اپنی شان ہے, ان کا اپنا مقام ہے. حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی بات کریں, وی خدیجہ الکبریٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی بات کریں, یعنی کہ کمال کی یہ پرسنالٹیز تھی جنہوں نے اپنا تن من دن سب کچھ دین اسلام کے لیے قربان کر دیا.
سبحان اللہ. سید صاحب, again, these are those personalities where our words will come to an end. Our breaths will end, but the praises of these personalities will continue forevermore, because they are those personalities who attach themselves with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the beloved of Allah Almighty. And the Sahaba kiram, like we've been hearing, mashallah, the sacrifices that they made for the deen of Islam is something that we must ponder over as well. They left their homeland, right? They left Madinatul Munawwara, the peace of their heart and mind, the city of the Prophet. Madinatul Nabi, they left that. Why? For the propagation of the religion. For the protection of the religion. If the family of the Prophet, if the Sahaba Ikiram can give everything for the religion, for the preservation, for the protection of the religion, what are we doing as Muslims today in preserving the religion? Do we have any role in our home, in our society, with our family? Are we protecting the religion? Are we imparting and dispensing the teachings of the religion? Or unfortunately, are we putting the religion to a side and focusing on our world, on acquiring wealth, on busying ourselves with the distractions of the world? So, as every year, annually, we discuss this very important event. And inshallah, the day will come very soon, inshallah. If Allah grants us life, we will be blessed to speak about this. We will take lessons from this very important event. But the message I would like to give before all of this event is mentioned is that, how much sacrifices are we willing to make for the religion? Can we sacrifice our sleep to offer salah on time? Can we even do that much? Let alone leave our home, let alone physically going, sacrificing time with our family to propagate the message of Islam. So this is something very important. If we come on to the honor, the status of these personalities, the Sahaba Ikiram, this is every sound person knows that these are those personalities who we are not even allowed to think bad about. The ulama have mentioned even to think bad about them is a sign of a heretic and a misguided person. So we not even thinking bad about the Sahaba-e-Kiram is the state of a Muslim. He should always be positively speaking about them. Whatever message he listens to should be positive about the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Whatever he dispenses and imparts to his children, to his family, to the public, should always be positive. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Akrimu ashabi,"
Allahu Akbar.
Venerate, respect, and give honor to my companions. Fa innahum khiyarukum, for verily they are the best amongst you. Those who've been categorized, please tell me, viewers of Madin channel, those who've been categorized as being the best out of all of the creation of Allah, how can we ever even think to speak bad about them? And then when we go further, there's so much narrations. If you look at the book Amil al-Sunnah has recently published by the blessings of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, the book every Sahabi is destined for paradise. They have cited 40 ahadith praising the Sahaba Ikiram.
Allah.
The very first one is Khayru ummati al-qarnu alladhina yaluni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum.
Allah.
The best amongst my ummah
Bishak.
Are those who are from my era.
Allahu Akbar.
The blessed companions. Then those who came after them, the tabi'un, the followers of the companions. And then those who came after them, those who are known as the tab'a tabi'een. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is something very, very important that we must realize. The Sahaba Ikiram status, the ulama mentioned the duration of the era of the Sahaba. The commentator, Sharih Bukhari, Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi alayhi rahma, in Nuzhatul Qari mentions the well-known narration is that the era of the Sahaba, how long is the era of the Sahaba? This ended with the passing of the final companion of the Prophet, Sayyidina Abu Tufail, Amir bin Wasila radiallahu anhu, in the year 110 Hijri. This is where the entire year of the Sahaba Ikram come to an end. Then the era of the Tabi'un starts, and it lasted from this time until around 70 to 80 years. Then the 50 years for the era of the Tab'i Tabi'in, which lasted approximately, which ended approximately 220 Hijri. This was those time, the era from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram, up until approximately the year of 220 Hijrah. We're in 1445. Mubarak to everybody. We've got alhamdulillah to the new year. But 220 Hijrah, this was that year of these people whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has praised, has ennobled, that they are the best from amongst my ummah. And what else did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about the Sahaba Ikram? The fire of hell will not touch a Muslim who saw me or saw the one who has seen me.
SubhanAllah.
Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the glad tidings that the fire of hell will not even touch those people, meaning the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan. Whichever Sahabi of mine passes away in a land, he shall be resurrected as a guide and a light for them, meaning for the people of that land, until or on the day of judgment. Do not abuse my Sahaba.
Allah.
Look at the foresight, look at the prophecy of our noble Prophet. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that there will be evil people that will come about claiming to be Muslim and propagating the true belief of the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تسبوا أصحابي. Do not abuse my Sahaba. Do not verbally abuse them, verbally assault them. For if any of you spent gold equal to Mount Uhud, it would not even be equal to approximately one mud, which is around 960 grams, or even half a mud spent by any one of them. If the Sahaba even spent around 960 grams of gold in the way of Allah, or even less than this, this will not even equate. Their rank is so high that even if you give gold the size of Mount Uhud, you will not be able to have the similar status Allah of them. Because these are those people, again, who were selected, who met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, dear viewers, this is Sayyid Sahab, the power, and this is the maqam of the one who has met the Allah Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about those then who are attached to him? Those who are from his family, who are from his immediate circle of the Sahabi kiram? How can someone ever imagine to speak bad about Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Karram Allahu wajhu al-Kareem, wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. So my dear views of Madani channel, loving the Sahaba kiram, and this is something, what can we take away from this? If their love for them, alhamdulillah, we have outlined. The message that we would like to give is that we need to impart this love and this understanding to the Muslims around the globe. We need to impart this knowledge to every single Muslim. How much the Muslims revere the Sahaba kiram. When we go, how can we revere them? One beautiful way is to go and visit their shrine, to go and visit where they have been buried, the famous locations. Like for example, in Turkey, in Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu is buried. The Muslims should be flocking to those places, paying their respects, giving their salam, and supplicating and using these places of sanctity as a means of fulfilling our needs, to remove our problems, to get closer to the deen. This is how Sayyid Sahab. And also, studying the life of the Sahaba is very important, because then we will realize how much sacrifices were made for the religion. Today, you know, when it comes to the name of sacrificing for the religion, we're not willing to make that step. So one way so that we can make that step forward for the religion is to realize how much the companion sacrificed for the deen. And I would say, this is my own zoki vijdan, that the sacrifice that was made by the family of the Prophet in Muharram, this is one of the greatest events that you can highlight in our life to take as a role model to sacrifice for the deen. The family of the Prophet, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, gave so much. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, please sacrifice your time. Come into Jamiatul Madina, study about your religion, Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters respectively. Study about the deen, inshallah, and understand why the Muslims are so attached, why we have such a powerful Islamic heritage. May Allah Almighty once again give us all the ability to remember these points, to act upon them and pass them on to others as well.
SubhanAllah.
The Blood Prophet, what did he say about the companions? He says that my companions are like guiding stars. Whomsoever you follow, you will be guided on the right path.
SubhanAllah.
Here the Noble Prophet, he called them the guiding stars. And in other hadith, he says the Ahle Bayt have been compared to Sayyidina Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's ark. Those who travel by sea need a boat or a ship and the guidance of stars as well. Because the fairies of both, they seek the guidance of stars. Similarly, the Muslim Ummah needs both the blessed Ahle Bayt Athar as well as the Sahaba Ikram for guidance as well. So when we look at ourselves, Shazab, what are we really following? If we follow the family of the Prophet, the Ahle Bayt Athar, to follow the companions and stars, we can, inshallah, be on the right path. And that's what we need. this match this character and the way of living of the Blessed Harvest Gram is of the great importance in terms of receiving the training and guidance. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu has stated that the likeness of my sahabas, the blessed companions, is like salt in food. Food is no good without it.
Allah
and, he says that salt is used in a very little quantity, but it makes the food taste good. Similarly, my sahaba, the blessed companions, are little in quantity amongst my ummah, but the source of everyone's reform, the first carriage of a train that is attached is with the engine and connects the entire train because it is pulled by the engine. So, Shaza, if we look at this, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these sahabas, they spent their time, they spent their lives with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They gained all that knowledge from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if we follow these sahaba ikram, follow their teachings and visit their shrines, there's so much to learn from this. And how can we do this, Shaza? We need to be sincere in what we do. We need to be in such an environment where we are constantly taught about these things as well. We can't just sit at home and say, yes, I'm going to read this book. We pick up a book and we read it for 10 minutes, we'll get tired. We read it for another 10 minutes, we may even finish the whole book. But having the understanding what the book is actually teaching us is a different thing altogether. When somebody reads something, you may not understand it. But when you sit in a company and discussions have been done, the understanding is a lot greater.
Gee.
And we need to be connected in this environment where we're constantly taught about these blessed companions. We're constantly reminded about their lives. We're constantly reminded about the sacrifices they've done. Islam requires sacrifices. What are we sacrificing? We can't even sacrifice our time. When it comes to sacrificing time, money, we hesitate. But yet, Islam requires if we want to succeed in things for the hereafter, we need to sacrifice things. And we need to sacrifice our time. We want to progress in future, want to have success in the hereafter, we need to sacrifice so that we learn knowledge, we teach our children as well. Many people probably think, well, I want my child to become a doctor, I want my child to become a lawyer. And we look at the worldly status as to what they want to have them to succeed in. But how far will that benefit them? They may be a doctor or lawyer or whatever for 30 years, 40 years, time finishes. Whatever knowledge they gained in that profession, is that really going to help them in the hereafter? But if they seek the knowledge of deen, if they become the scholars of deen, if they become hafiz of the Holy Quran, if they keep themselves in the environment where they're constantly practicing deen, that will inshallah benefit them in the hereafter as well as the parents who have led them in that way.
Beshak, ameen. Humko ashabe nabi se pyar hai, inshallah apna veda paar hai. تو اس لیے ان سے محبت جو ہے نا ٹو لو ود دیم ان شاء اللہ دے انکریز لو فار دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. پیکیج ہے, آئیے دیکھتے ہیں. پھر عدیل بھائی آئے ہوئے ہیں, کچھ کلام کچھ منقبتیں بھی سنیں گے ان شاء اللہ. پیکیج چلا دیں.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اے یونانیمسلی اکنالجڈ ریسرچر آف اسلامک سائنسز, اے لیڈنگ اسکالر آف حدیث, Allama Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, it is quoted, when angels get to the skies with people's books of deeds and present them before the divine court, Allah says, throw this book of deeds away. The angels humbly say, O Allah, we have recorded these good deeds of your bondmen having seen and listened to them. Allah says, that is, this bondman did not make the intention of my pleasure while performing these deeds. Hence, these are not accepted in my card. Then Allah orders another angel, that is, record so and so deed in the book of deeds of so and so person. The angels humbly say, O Allah, this bondman has not performed this deed. Allah says, although he has not performed his deed, he had the intention of performing it. Hence, I will give him the reward of his deed because of his intention. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala has further stated, it is also stated in a hadith, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a Muslim is better than his deed. Obviously, the reward of a good deed will be granted only when it is performed with a good intention. It performed with a bad intention. The good deed will earn the performer no reward. In any case, reward will be granted for a good intention, whether the deed is performed or not. A Muslim's intention is better than his deeds. That's why some saints, rahimahumullah, have said, the one who has no sincerity in his deeds is not amongst the distinguished bondmen of Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a good intention will lead to its fruitful results, while a bad intention will end in a dreadful consequences. Sometimes the dreadful consequences of a bad intention take place on the spot. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful Madani pools. Inshallah, we will listen few kalam from Adil bhai.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آخری وقت میں کیا رونق دنیا دیکھوں اب تو بس ہے کہی دھن ہے اب تو بس ہے کہی دھن ہے کہ مدینہ اب تو بس ہے کہی دھن ہے مینو مجبوریاں تے دوریاں نے ماریا مینو مجبوریاں تے دوریاں نے ماریا سد لو مدینے آقا سد لو مدینے آقا کرو مہربانیاں ڈاڈا غریب آقا کول میرے زر نہیں ڈاڈا غریب آقا کول میرے زر نہیں اڈ کے میں کیویں آواں نال میرے پر نہیں اساں تے گیا ڈیرا تے تو بڑی دور لالیا سد لو مدینے آقا کرو مہربانیاں اب تو بس ہے کہی دھن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے پڑھیے لا الہ الا اللہ پڑھیے لا الہ الا اللہ یا محمد سرور صلی علی اس کلمے دے راز نے آرے نے اس ڈوب دے بیڑے تارے نے سانو دسیا مدینے والے نے پڑھو لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ حق لا الہ الا اللہ جے میں وکھام لاولے کچھ نہیں میرے پلے جے میں وکھا رہا مت رب تے بلے 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 رحمت دا دریا الہی
دم وگدار تیرا جے ایک قطرہ بخشے مینو تے کم بن جاوے میرا تے مالی دا کم پانی دے پر پر مشکاں پاوے مالک دا کم پھل پھل لانا او لاوے یا نا لاوے ہر مشکل مردان دے آئی مرد نگاہ کرن جس ویلے تے مشکل روے نہ کائی پڑھیے لا الہ اللہ حق لا الہ الا اللہ کیا سونا دین رسول اللہ کیا سونا دین رسول اللہ پڑھیے لا الہ
اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ون آف آور سیگمنٹ نیو سیگمنٹ از اباؤٹ دا سنہ آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو ٹوڈے اے بیوٹیفل سنہ آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از اباؤٹ دا مسواک شریف اینڈ از ویری امپورٹنٹ. ان شاء اللہ وی ول لسن فیو مدنی پرلس اباؤٹ دا مسواک, ہاؤ وی شوڈ ڈو اٹ, وائی از سو امپورٹنٹ اینڈ اسپیشلی to save our iman as well. Inshallah, Bilal bhai will start with few madani pool.
Miswak Sharif is a beloved sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. The Miswak Sharif is so honored that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his life, when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would awaken in the morning, before going to bed, before leaving his home, when he would arrive back into his home, and it was the practice for every salah to use the miswak. Miswak, there's many details on the length of the miswak, the thickness, and also how to hold the miswak. All of these can be discussed in their due time. But today, I think we would like to more speak about the benefits, the virtues, inshallah. So as Sayyid Sahib mentioned, one of the benefits of using the miswak on a regular basis is that it will ease the soul leaving the body. When it is our time to leave this world, we all have heard in different narrations regarding the time of death, regarding the pains of death, when the soul is separated from the body. This is what death is. And this moment is extremely painful. And one of the ways of bringing comfort and ease or less pain for an individual at that time is the usage of the miswak, as mentioned by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And alongside this, there is a beautiful narration in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. It is mentioned, four blessed actions are from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number one, wearing itr, wearing fragrance, is from the prophetic sunnah. So again, whenever we pour on perfume, we should make the intention to also act upon the sunnah as well. Number two is performing nikah, getting married. This is also from the blessed sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And number three is the usage of the miswak. Using the miswak is a sunnah daima, mustamirra, mutawatira. It's such a prophetic action which is used throughout the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, just because of its connection and link with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers and sisters should try their utmost to acquire them. They're not very expensive. I would say they're nothing. They're merely wiping dust off your nose, as we say. A pound, 50 pence. You know, just from a local maktaba, Maktabatul Madina, etc. And even, mashallah, when you go to the sacred land of Haramain Sharifain, they are easily obtainable. So people use them as well. And finally, the fourth blessed action from the sunnah is having modesty.
Subhanallah.
Haya. This is from the sunnah of the Prophets, alayhi musallatu wasalam. And finally, I'd like to mention, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there is a cure for every disease. There is a cure for every disease in miswak, except for death.
Allah.
So it's a request. And alhamdulillah, those who use the miswak, they see their benefit. Those who have issues with their teeth, like they may have dental issues, they may have problems. The usage of the miswak, this is the best tool to use for cleansing the teeth. So again, there are so many medical benefits alongside the spiritual and the religious benefits of the miswak as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Using miswak, as you mentioned, is very cheap, easy to get as well. And we can use it, and every time we use it, when the previous one was used, we just clip it, clipped off, it's fresh again. People use toothbrushes and the bacteria still is on there. But much of the benefit of miswak is when we use it, it strengthens your gums, it removes the plaque. And if you got bad breath as well, alhamdulillah, using miswak on a regular basis, it removes the bad breath as well. We spend money going to the dentist, you know, trying to have perfect teeth and everything, eating certain things so that our breath don't smell. But if we use a miswak on a daily basis, inshallah, all these things will be removed as well. So it's a simple aspect, getting a miswak, using it on a daily basis, and inshallah, you feel that your problems are beginning to remove, dissolve.
Fezane miswak jari rahega. Fezane miswak jari rahega. Jari rahega. Sari rahega. Inshallah. Azza wa Jal. One more segment and then aakhir mein kuch phir madni phool le lenge. Is the wazifa of the day. اور آج بیان کیا تھا کہ how to become wealthy within a year انشاءاللہ تو آئیے دیکھتے ہیں وظیفہ whoever recites بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم 300 times and send peace and blessings on the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم 300 times at sunrise Allah عز و جل will grant him sustenance from somewhere that he had never even imagined and if Recite it daily, inshallah, azza wa jal. He will become rich and prosperous within a year, inshallah, azza wa jal. Chale ji, saal mein, ek saal mein, not difficult, 300 time, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 300 time, Durood Sharif, mere aqa alaihi salatu wasalam, jab suraj nikal raha, us waqt padhe, Allah ne chaha to inshallah, wealthy bhi ho jayenge, inshallah. Har ek ki desire hai, chale. Allah hame iman se bhi, کی دولت سے بھی مزید مالا مال فرمائے ایمان میں بھی پختگی عطا فرمائے جی بلال بھائی
The topic will go incomplete if we don't mention about the female sahaba ikram because they are also a part of the sahaba ikram so if we discuss there's so many different amazing female companions of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their sacrifices for the deen and I just wanted to mention a beautiful saying of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha the blessed wife of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the mother of the believers And she mentioned something very powerful, which is something that we should reflect on a daily basis. A person who drinks pure water, which enters, meaning enters his stomach. Whoever drinks, the one who drinks pure water, it enters his stomach and it leaves without any pain. He is obligated to offer gratitude. Now, this is a very Allah powerful and subtle point on the topic of gratitude. And look at the wisdom of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Are we grateful in our day-to-day actions? Waking up is a great blessing. Consuming food, drinking water, etc. And then like this, there's another beautiful narration of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. You are negligent of the greatest form of worship. Like the people, we are heedless of, we are not aware of the greatest form of worship. And then she mentions, which is humbleness. Allahu Akbar. Humility, ajizi, intisari. This is a level, a great level of worship, which is also encouraged by Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And there's another narration of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha regarding the love for a person. She mentions, whoever has love for any person or anything, then he mentions that thing frequently. So if we love the Sahaba Kiram, we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love Islam, we love the Quran, then we should be speaking about this often as well. And we should be reciting the Quran often. We should be remembering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam often as well. And the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I wanted to speak about today, was Sayyida Umme Ammara radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Her name was Nasiba bint Ka'b radiyallahu anha. But her kunya, Sayyida Umme Ammara, is more famous. She had the honor of being present at different pledges of allegiance, Bay'at-e Uqba, Bay'at-e Ridwan, and she was also a part of the Battle of Uhud as well.
Allahu.
Just a side point to mention, whenever the women gave their pledge of allegiance, they never gave their hand into the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, this was done verbally, or there was even a chadar. Okay, so this is, again, it's mentioned in the narrations on the level of parda and the level of protection that even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed with the sahabiyat. And this is important for all Muslims to be aware of. Sayyida Umme Ammara radiallahu anha was a woman who was very hardworking, courageous, and she was always prepared to sacrifice even her life for the deen of Islam. She was obviously observant of the daily prayers and fasting, and she had a great trust in Allah Almighty. This is one of her unique qualities. But there is a beautiful account. Sayyida Umme Ammara radiallahu anha mentions that once I had the honor of being blessed with the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I presented food to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said to me, "You should also eat as well." But then I replied, "I am fasting." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "For as long as the food is eaten in front of a fasting person, the angels make du'a of forgiveness for the fasting person."
Subhanallah.
So if we are fasting and other people are eating in front of us, we shouldn't be disheartened, but rather the angels are doing du'a of forgiveness for us as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also did du'a. She once asked, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please make du'a in the court of Allah to grant us your companionship in paradise."
Allahu.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allahumma ja'alhum rufaqai fil jannah."
Subhanallah.
"O Allah, make all of them my companions in paradise." Talking about subhanAllah, the Sahaba Ikiram. And he mentions that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this dua, after making this dua, Sayyida Umme Ammara radiallahu anha is reported to have said, "Ma ubali ma asabani min ad-dunya." Meaning, I do not care. After this moment, I do not care whatever happens to me in this dunya. Whatever calamity may befall me, I have no worry. I'm not concerned about this now because I have this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidah, this final account I'd like to mention is very important, because on the occasion of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the blessed hair of his head were removed, and many of the Sahaba ikram were blessed to take this hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyida Umme Ammara radiallahu anha was also one of those blessed women. And she mentions, "I also managed to acquire a few strands of hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the physical and apparent demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever somebody was ill, I would place these blessed hair into water and give that water to the person who is sick, and he would gain shifa."
Allah.
This is the ruling and alhamdulillah the aqidah of the tabarrukat, the blessed relics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like they say, it's the sahabiyat are those personalities who also made a huge sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So brothers and sisters alike should study their life as well, to understand that it is a cohesive effort by the companions, the male and female, to propagate and preserve the deen of Islam.
In their life, mountain of patience, if we say it, it won't be wrong. It was so much patience. The child went away. His own son, father, husband, कहीं पे आता है इनका brother, यानी कि ये दो तीन ऐसे करीबी रिश्तेदार किसी एक के चले जाएं, but only worry about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. इतना उनके अंदर सबर जो है रब्बे करीम की करम से था कि वो جو بھی پریشانی مشکلات آئے گھر میں فاقہ ہے تو کوئی میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی شہزادی فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا کتنے کتنے دن گھر میں بھوکے, تین تین دن تک چولہا نہیں جلتا تھا, لیکن صبر دیکھیں اور پھر روزے رکھے. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے, فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فاسٹنگ, اور وہ ٹائم پہ آئے مانگنے والا اس کو دے دیا جو تھا. پھر دوسرے تین دن تک کنٹینیو اسی طرح بھوک پیاس برداشت ہو رہی ہے. یہ تھا ان کا صبر, یہ تھا ان کا توکل, یہ تھا دین کے لیے سیکریفائس. آج وی گاٹ ایوری تھنگ ان پلیٹس سیریسلی. وہ کہتے ہیں نا حلوہ ملا حلوہ اراؤنڈ اس, اف یو لک یو گاٹ بکس یو گاٹ ایوری تھنگ, پھر بھی جو ہے وہ ہم دین کا علم نہیں سیکھ رہے, پھر بھی ہم کچھ جو ہے وہ دین کے لیے قربانیاں نہیں دے رہے کہ چلو تھوڑا بہت وقت دے دیں, تھوڑی دین کی خدمت کر لیں. پلیز ریئلائز یور سیلف ویئر وی آر اسٹینڈنگ اینڈ ویئر وی آر ہیڈنگ. آور فیوچر جنریشن, وی نیڈ ٹو سیو دیم, وی نیڈ ٹو سیو آور سیلف اینڈ وی نیڈ ٹو سیو دیم. اینڈ دا ویری ایزی وے ٹو فالو دا فٹ اسٹیپس آف دا صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان, کیونکہ کسی ایک کو بھی پکڑ لو گے تو گمراہ نہیں ہو. اس لیے کوشش کریں صحابہ کرام کی سیرت کو اپنائیں. شاہد بھائی آخر میں کیا آپ میسج دینا چاہیں گے؟
شاہد بھائی, ڈسکس دی ویچوز اینڈ سٹیٹس آف صحابہز, اینڈ ہیز بلاول مینشن نائن اف ٹائم ٹو ڈسکس ایچ صحابہز اینڈ دیئر ویچوز. جسٹ ون تھنگ آئی ول مینشن اباؤٹ ون آف دی صحابہز, وانس جبرائیل السلام واز ان دی پریزنس آف دی بیلو پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ عنہ واز مینشنڈ. The Prophet ﷺ said, O Jibreel, mention the virtues of Umar and his rank in the court of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Jibreel ﷺ replied, O Messenger of Allah ﷺ, I will be unable to mention all the virtues of Umar and his rank in the court of Allah Almighty, even if I sat here for a number of years Prophet Nuh ﷺ lived amongst his people. And yet, you know, if we want to, you know, read about these such great personalities, we need to sacrifice time. We tend to sacrifice other things for the worldly benefits, for the worldly gain. But yet when it comes to deen, we just make excuses all the time. And the reality is we need to sacrifice time and seek knowledge about these, because this is which will help us in the hereafter as well.
Subhanallah. I would like to say in the end is a beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man ahsan al qawla fi ashabi faqad bariya minan nifaq. Whoever speak good about my ashab, about my companion, he is free from nifaq, from hypocrisy. Yani ke kya kamal ki cheez hai, sahaba e karam ke bare mein achhi baat kare, free from nifaq. اچھی بات کرنا ان سے, یعنی کہ آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام سے محبت کا اظہار کرنا ہے, اور ان سے بغض و نفرت کرنا میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام سے. میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے ایک اور مقام پر فرمایا, جو شخص میرے صحابہ ازواج اور اہل بیت سے عقیدت رکھتا ہے, ان میں سے کسی پر تان نہیں کرتا, ان کی محبت پر دنیا سے انتقال کرتا ہے, قیامت کے دن میرے ساتھ میرے درجے میں ہوگا. کتنا بڑا رینک ہے, کتنا بڑا مقام ہے. ہمیں ان سے محبت کرنی ہے اور ان کے ساتھ بیٹھنا ہے جو ان سے محبت کرتے ہیں. اللہ ہمارے ایمان عقیدے کی حفاظت فرمائے. کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.